the character win. It's hard to come on the road in this league and take care of business. It ain't always beautiful. It ain't always pretty. All right, but you find a way to get it done, and you did. So congratulations on that.
Four-man rush. Peyton looks, throws, pass. Wide open, Decker to 10. Decker to 5. Decker is going to be into the end zone with a Denver touchdown. Dalton, three-step drop, throws a fade for Green. Bailey's there, but Green goes up, makes the catch, and that is a Cincinnati touchdown. Second down and goal. Here's the running play to Green. Also off the right side. Does he lean over the end zone? He does. Touchdown, Cincinnati. Design roll to the right. They throw in the back of the end zone. Dreesen's got it. Touchdown, Denver. Well, you could tell they spent some time on that play. They came out in a double tight end set. I-backs shifted, and Dreesen was the wide receiver on the right-hand side. They rolled the pocket right. Miller is going to get there and actually hit as the ball throws. It's going to be deflected, and guess who? Champ Bailey. Champ Bailey with his first interception this year. Great pressure from Robert Ayers that time. Manning takes a snap, five-man pressure, throws the back shoulder fade for Decker. Decker makes the catch, touchdown Denver, and a flag.
It's on the defense, that's a touchdown.
We knew this was going to be a tough game, and a team that's, sat on three losses in a row and had a bye week. You're kind of coming into a hornet's nest, and they're a talented football team. And, I was proud of our guys just to hang in there and find a way to get that score at the end.
Broncos overcome two second-half turnovers with two fourth-quarter touchdown hang-on and beat the Bengals 31-20 Sunday. Seems like a few days ago. Sunday back in Cincinnati. You heard exclusive audio from the locker room right after the win against the Bengals. You also heard highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA and from the head coach, John Fox. And right now, listening to Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com. John, I think one of the prevailing thoughts after the game is each week now, this team is seeing a different set of circumstances and situations. This was having a lead and then falling behind and then grabbing that lead again and then hanging on against a team that had a bye, who was a little more fresh, was pretty good at home, hanging on and getting that win, and now having that experience moving on to the next portion of the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's the great thing is was a win, and I think anytime you look at it, there's so many different recipes. Once you go back and look at a win or a loss, there's so many different things that went on in that win, and I think that when we look at Cincinnati, it was one where we had a chance to really kind of, after we turn the second half kickoff, we go up 17-3, really have a chance to kind of bury the hatchet. We weren't able to do it. They made some plays, we made some mistakes, but then falling back behind, the momentum against us on the road, we're able to, to tighten our boots and bootstraps and turn it around and get the momentum back and make the plays we need to make to win. So it's a good experience that we can draw from, and hopefully, we learn from that and don't get ourselves in that situation again. But if we are, then, we can draw from this experience.
You got veterans on both sides. You saw more pressure on Andy Dalton defensively, Champ Bailey getting his first interception of the year, and then you saw Peyton Manning getting another fourth quarter comeback. He now has the NFL record for that with 48. But you got veterans here who know what it's like to be behind a possession on the road in the fourth quarter during the regular season and eventually hanging on and getting a win that they really felt good about flying home with.
And that's the benefit of having guys that have been there before, been there, done that. And, we're fortunate to have, several vets that have that great experience, whether it be Keith Brooking or Jim Leonard or Champ Bailey or Peyton on the offense with Dan Copen. And so all those guys can draw from their experiences, and it rubs off on the younger guys. And so we're able to get it turned around and get the win.
This show is, remember, we take questions from you guys on Twitter. That's the whole point. We love it when you send them in. We get so many each week. And the first one, John, from Calvin. Calvin wants to know, the offensive line, Peyton has been so clean the last few weeks. What are they doing well? And what's changed the last few weeks? Is it just everyone getting more comfortable as they're getting more experience? They're getting more games that count underneath their belts?
Well, I think it's very helpful. Number one, if you look at the last couple of weeks, we ran the ball well against New Orleans. And so anytime you can run the ball, it's going to take the pressure off the passing game and make it easier to pass block. And so I think that was a key against the Saints a couple of weeks ago. And then going to this week, we played these guys are very talented in the defensive line, can really rush the passer. And, our guys stepped up and really did a good job. And that was one of the things that we had to kind of shore up from the beginning of the year. Peyton was getting hit too many times, and the offensive line's taken upon themselves and done a good job with that. And again, it goes back to the run, you know, to the run blocking. If we can run the ball, that opens up the play action, which slows down that rush. And if you get them looking run first instead of pass first, then it's going to make it that much easier on you to pass block. And essentially, that's where we are right now, is that the threat of that run, you know, keeps them from teeing off on us all the time.
That, and maybe seeing a different sets of pressure. Remember against Atlanta, there were several snaps when Peyton and the Broncos were pinned deep where there wasn't even a D lineman down in a stance. They were all standing up, and then Cincinnati had four guys who could get there. This week Carolina's got just four guys that can get there. So just seeing different fronts that's kind of helping this group develop together, yeah, with Peyton behind them?
Different fronts, different looks, and plus just working together too, and also feeling comfortable with what we're doing offensively. Again, you know, even though it's pretty much the same what we did last year, the things that we've added that Peyton likes to, for everybody to get comfortable with. And so I think it's a bottom line of and trusting the guy next to you. Now, we lost JD, who was in there for a year and a half, and so Dan stepped in there and done I think he's been in there 3 weeks now. So getting used to him, you know, everyone had to kind of adjust to that. So, and Cooper, with Cooper coming out, getting hurt again last week, it's all about that adjustment period. And so, you know, we'll continue to work on that. But if they keep playing like they're playing and keep people off Peyton, then we're going to have success on offense.
With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. You're listening to Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com. We got 3 segments left. We'll be right back.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow let you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12, new approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Dalton sits, pumps, now on the run, is going to be down at the 10-yard line. Danny Trevathan was flying at him. All-out blitz on Dalton as he drops the throw. Dalton is submerged in the pocket and hit by Von Miller. And down he goes, back at the 33-yard line. Dalton in the shotgun. Pumps and is hit and down again by Von Miller. His second sack of the first half. Dalton takes the snap. Flushed and hit and down outside the 30. And that's Von Miller again. Dalton in the pocket, hit by Dumerville and Wolf, and down he goes back at the 23-yard line. Dumerville was there first. It'll be the fourth sack of the game and the first by anybody other than Von Miller.
I mean, we had great coverage, you know, like I said before. You know, Chris Harris, Champ Bailey, Raheem Moore, all those guys had great games. They were locked down. A.J. Green, well, they didn't lock him down completely, but they, you know, were able to give us time, you know, to rush the passing. And whenever you can get time to do your job, you know, we got to get there, and that's what we did today.
Those guys up front, they had them rattled. I think on my pick, you know, the quarterback with a little rattle. So, you know, they the ones that cause us to make plays on the back end.
5 sacks, another QB hit, and 6 passes batted down. Broncos D showing what it can do when the pass rush and coverage are dialed in and clicking together. Highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA. You also heard from Von Miller and Champ Bailey following Sunday's 31-20 win over the Bengals. And this is Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. I think got to see it on the road, John. Pressure, coverage, working together. A couple weeks now that's been happening. And I think if you're a fan of the Broncos and you watch this game on Sunday, you got to get excited to see now it's November and both sides again for the second week in a row complimenting each other, saying it all started up front. Von Miller saying, no. It starts with Champ and Raheem and the guys in the back. They're letting us get there. It's a chicken or the egg. Which one is it?
Well, it's a good thing. Everyone's pointing the finger at somebody else, which means we're playing good team defense. And I think that's the type of people we want, as guys that are shying away from the attention and giving it to other places. But, when you talk about it, the bottom line is it's good team defense. I think our guys are getting a lot more comfortable within the defense, the schemes that we're playing. and reacting within that scheme, as we've talked about before. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, Champ's doing a good job and the secondary is doing a good job, but really comes down to that pressure. And Vaughn, obviously, with three sacks and constant pressure and good push inside with Wolf and Mitch Unrein and then Elvis on the outside too. And so it's a good combination of everything. And to be able to stop the run like we did and, you know, get some crucial stops when we needed them.
Champ's seen it all. He said that, you know, he really respected A.J. Green, and he did have an interception. A.J. Green almost had 100 yards. He did have a touchdown. When you guys were looking at him a couple years ago when he was coming out, was it his strength, his speed, his height, his ability to find the ball?
All of the above.
I mean,
he's special as a receiver. I mean, he's got great size, great speed, knows how to run routes. Good hands, great feel for the game. And so he's got it all. And when you look at that, Champ did a heck of a job because he had his hands full, because you got a guy that, you know, can do so many different things. And so, you know, Champ did a good job on him, but he still, you know, had a big day. But, I mean, that's the type of receiver he is. He's going to have a lot of big days and, you know, one of the top two or three receivers in the game.
Once again, Tracy Porter did not play. Chris Harris, Tony Carter, Jack Del Rio asked a lot more from them. Our next question comes from Jaster, and Jaster's wondering your opinion on the young guys playing in the secondary and just how each week they're getting a little bit better, seeing a little bit more, and probably learning from guys like Champ and Mike Adams who are helping them out.
Well, they're playing great. I mean, they're really doing well. I think that when you look at young guys, you get the playing time. You know, Chris Harris played in the star force and nickel last year as a CFA coming out of Kansas, and plays with a tremendous amount of toughness and confidence, and moving him outside in base defense. And then he goes back down to nickel, and Tony Carter comes in. And Tony's just a guy with tremendous speed, athletic ability, and playing with a lot of confidence. And the more he plays, the more confidence he gets. And so, and we're seeing that play out because there's, you know, he's a very good cover guy and you know, isn't afraid to take some chances. And so, you know, we need that. When we lost a guy like Tracy, who we, you know, had made a lot of plays for us, to not have him around, have guys step up like these young guys are, is tremendous.
Yeah, Chris Harris got his hand on one shot in the end zone by Andy Dalton, and then Tony Carter almost had, I think, a pick six, it looked like, right there around the third quarter, right after Peyton Manning's interception, I think it was, that next drive. So, yeah, they're showing they can be counted on by Coach Del Rio each week. Dylan thinks Von Miller's showing how he can be more of a complete linebacker. What has he shown you other than getting to the quarterback three times, which you did on Sunday? How much more involved is he with slowing down the run, with shooting gaps he needs to be, with helping other guys give pressure? What has he shown?
Oh, I think the key thing Vaughn's doing is Vaughn's learning. He has such great athletic ability, and we see that when he turns it on and rushes the passer with the speed and strength that he has. But the bottom line is, I think what we're seeing with Vaughn is he's becoming more of a complete linebacker. He's playing the run as well as he's playing rushing the passer, which we needed him to do. And then he's also dropping in coverage and being in the right spot when he's in coverage too. So he's going to continue to get better and better. He by no means is where we'd like him to be, but is the improvement in the run game, as well as dropping into zones when in passing downs, when he's not rushing the passer, he's improved tremendously.
And probably this point last year, not to mention the fact that he did have a hand injury, I think it was his thumb, it was almost towards the end of what would have been a college football season. Now for him, a second year as a pro, he's now will know what it's like to extend through this second portion of the season and know what it takes physically, mentally, to be sharp every Sunday.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that's a big lesson all the rookies have to learn, because this season they have 16 games, really, and you count four preseason games. You're talking about 20 games. We're going into the 14th game, which, as you said, is really the end of their college season.
Right.
So this is what it's a big wake-up call for the rookies. And with Vaughn having been through it, and in both hands he's working with this year, we expect him to have a great second half.
Both hands he's working with, he can help Danny Trevathan get through, too, if he starts to feel what the end of that college season last year felt like. Jaster, Dylan, good questions. We got two segments left with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Hold on to your hats. The new Ultra Titanium Credit Card is here. This credit card is supercharged. Earn double points, triple points on Monster Mondays. Redeem your millions of points for kitchen utensils, yarn, airline flights with two layovers.
What's the point of earning a lot of points or miles with a credit card if you can't do anything with them?
There's even a coloring book devoted to the human pancreas.
With U.S. Bank Flex Perks reward cards, we don't have to sensationalize things. Only 20,000 Flex points earn up to a $400 airline ticket.
$400?
On over 150 airlines. Plus, each ticket comes with a $25 allowance for baggage fees, in-flight food, or drinks.
$25?
You heard me, Mr. Big Voice. Plus, earn quickly and redeem easily for travel, merchandise, or cash back for you or your business.
Fantabulastic!
Apply at FlexPerks.com or call 800-360-2900. Points go farther with FlexPerks reward cards. All of us serving you, U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank!
Stop that. U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward Visa credit cards issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D.
I am so thirsty!
Play fake for Manning in the shotgun. He loads it up. He's got Thomas down the left sideline. Demaryius Thomas has it. Foot race. Pulled up. But down from behind as he was gathering speed. Shotgun. Play fake for Peyton. Sets in the pocket. Throws. He's got Stokely. Stokely takes a big shot but hangs on. Peyton bouncing around. Throws across and around. He's got Decker who pulls away. He's got some room to run. 35-40. Decker 45 midfield. Decker runs over. Stokely is going to be down inside the Bengals 45-yard line. Third and five and a foot. Peyton, quick throw. Stokely's got it. Stokely steps away from a tackle, and he's loose inside the 30, and he goes down. First down, Denver at the 26-yard line.
A physical game, you know, a very tough team. We knew coming in that was going to be a battle like this, and, you know, we bounced back from some turnovers, and we did what we needed to win.
When the fourth quarter comes around, the pressure's on, that's when you want to rely on your fundamentals and techniques. You know, I always had an old coach tell me that. That's why you practice, treat practice like a game. Put yourself in those pressure situations during the week, and so when those fourth quarters come around, you feel like you're prepared. And I think we can draw on this type of game today. We knew it was going to be tough, and we got another tough road game next week, so it was good to come out with a win today.
As we said before, Bengals were a little more fresh coming off a bye week, had some extra time to prepare after falling behind. Peyton Manning completes the 48th comeback of his career in the fourth quarter, now leads the league with 48 of those comebacks. You heard highlights from News Radio 850 KOA. We also heard from Eric Decker and Peyton Manning post-game. And John Peyton said, hey, look, he felt bad about putting the defense in the positions they were in on his two interceptions. But, you know, doing things he's done 46 times before Sunday, or 47 times, pardon me, before Sunday, being able to check out the cards on the sideline, see what did wrong, and eventually come back and help this team pull out a win. Again, another test that this offense got to succeed through, getting the win on the road they can use for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and I think that you know, that's kind of that, and that's Peyton. He doesn't like doing that, but I think, you know, I'm betting that probably he hasn't thrown his last interception this year, so things are going to happen, and they happen in a football game, and that's when you know, the defense, either defense picks up the offense and vice versa. The offense will pick up defense at certain times. And so those are going to happen. But, you know, we are able to, as I said, pull it back together and switch the momentum back and make the plays when we need to make it to be able to get the win.
The development between Peyton Manning and Eric Decker, Peyton Manning and Demaryius Thomas, the relationships he's had with Brandon Stokely and Jacob Tammy, but with his new guys, I mean, you're seeing routes and reps and touchdowns with – they have this comfort level now that it's just – you can see it. And with Eric Decker, you can see it the last 5 weeks. It seems like as each week goes on, another addition to that group is being set, that comfort level with Peyton. You can see it on Sundays.
Well, and that just comes with practice. I mean, they get better every day in practice and to be able to work with Peyton. But I think if you look – you know, you look at Decker, you look at Demaryius – guys have had tremendous years so far. Stokely comes in, great veteran presence that understands the route running and how to get open. Then you got Tammy, who's been with Peyton, and then Joel Dreesen's doing a tremendous job at the Y tight end too. And so to be able to spread that around and have that many different weapons is really a bonus for us. We got Ronnie Hillman and McGahee coming out of the backfield too. They can catch the ball. So anytime you can spread it around, it really puts the pressure on that defense. And he can go of any of, you know, all those different places, which is a big benefit for us offensively.
And as that comfort grows with the whole group, as does the playbook, I assume. You're getting more involved. You can install more each week. And that's what they have been saying. You're not just reacting. And now you're playing, and you can add more to it. And then you're getting better.
Yeah, no question. And plus, you know, when you have that many guys that are good at catching the football, you get great matchups somewhere. They can't match up everywhere with you, and you wait to see how they're going to do it. And that's one of the, obviously, Peyton's strengths is finding the our best matchup that benefits us. And so to be able to be that deep with all the wide receiver core as well as tight ends, you know, he's going to find those matchups and has been finding those matchups.
Manny Ramirez came in, and as you touched on earlier, hopefully Chris Cooper does come back sooner rather than later, but you hate to see him go off. He was, but Manny came in, and he's been there before. He came in for Chris earlier in the season when he was recovering from that injury from camp, and getting put in like that kind of on a whim, you're getting ready to play, but he went in there and just fit right in as if it was week two or three when he was playing earlier.
It really has, and obviously it's always hurts to lose a guy like Chris, who's you know, one of the leaders in that up there in front. But you know, we're lucky that it wasn't worse than we thought. We thought it was pretty bad when he first. So being 2 to 4 weeks, we feel like we're fortunate going to be able to get Chris back. But man, he's done a good job. He started the first 6 games when Chris wasn't there, and you know, got better each week. And so to be able to have a guy that has the experience, that's been in there, that's worked with everybody, is going to be beneficial to us.
Yeah, feeling lucky indeed. I think it's safe to say everyone in this building hopes that Chris Cooper gets healthy and gets back out on the field as soon as he's ready. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. We got one more segment left. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12. New approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow lets you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Very high end-over-end kick. Holiday, some 4 yards deep, decides to bring it out. The speedster, let's see what he can do. He's out of the 20-yard line. Look at it, out of the 30. We got a foot race, 40. Midfield, here goes Trendon Holiday. Down the sideline, 30. He's looking back. Holiday to the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Denver. 104 yards for Trendon Holiday.
Well, we're a game behind what our goal was. We tried to go 3-1, 6-2 at the halfway point. We're 5-3, and you know, I think you know, we've tasted a little bit of success here with 3 victories in a row, and you know, championship teams are able to string those together. So we'll see. You know, moving into the second half of the season next week in Carolina.
I think this team needs to go through different scenarios and needs to have one of these, you know, tight second half games. And you know, the more you can go through it as this unit, the more you can draw on it later in the season. So anytime you can win going through those different scenarios, that's obviously a plus.
Once again, those highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA. And again, you heard from John Fox and Peyton Manning following the game. John, talking about close in the second half, that's kind of been the theme here for the Panthers all season. Their 6 losses, just one was not by just one possession. How deceptive is that 2-6 record?
Well, I think just what you said right there, and the fact that they've been in every football game that they've played, other than really the Thursday night game against the Giants, they could have won any of those other 7 or 5 losses that they have. And so, that, you know, it's a team that's made mistakes at crucial times, and so you're always wary of teams like that, because if they do play a perfect game, they're very talented, and obviously with Cam Newton pulling the trigger for them, can do a lot of different things. And so another game that you know, we have to be very aware and go out and concentrate on playing the best football we can play.
You scouted Cam. He was probably the quarterback at the top of the list the first year you were here looking at guys coming out of college. And what has he added to what he was doing at Auburn? What does he do maybe better now? What has he learned his first year and a half being in the league that makes him such a threat for a guy that's that size and that quick?
Well, he's just so athletically gifted. I mean, his size, speed, arm strength, he's got it all, and accuracy. And I think that he's just – it's always tough your second year because he had such a great year last year. And you know, they've had some things at 2-6. You know, the quarterback's going to get a lot of the credit when you're losing. And I think that, he continues to get better week in and week out. But, you know, whether it's a sophomore slump or not, you know, who knows? I think there's, you know, a lot of things that have happened to him. But, you know, Cam is going to be around here for a long time. He's going to be – you know, he's a great player now, will always be a great player. You know, somebody that you have to be aware of.
Between Cam and D'Angelo Williams and then Jonathan Stewart, they got three guys who can take the ball 40 yards before you know it. And then Steve Smith, as we touched on earlier, a weapon outside. They're coming home off a big road win. You talked last week about a quick start to get that crowd to maybe settle down a little bit with what they have going offensively. Does the same apply this week?
It does. I think that because they're so explosive, as you said, with the people you mentioned, very explosive and can run the football. Hopefully we can shut that running game down, make them one-dimensional and make them throw the ball. But, you also know that Cam's going to make his plays. You got to be patient and realize that you're going to play perfect defense and he's going to make a play and get a first down or whatnot. So you just have to be patient with him, knowing and it's a give and take, and hopefully you take more than he gives you.
It's amazing to think he's got an inch or two on Demaryius Thomas, maybe 20 or so pounds on him too, and he's that quick.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. Unbelievable specimen, that's for darn sure.
Well, we really do appreciate you taking the time, John. Thank you. We got to run now because Broncos are flying to Charlotte today. We got to run and make the early bus, make sure we hop on the plane. Thanks so much for sending in your questions. Apologize for the delay in the podcast this week, but we'll be back on Tuesday for another edition of Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank Flexburgs. Broncos at Panthers Sunday at 1 o'clock. Thanks for listening.